You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, I am pleased to have Russell Maitland with me. Russell is the executive director of the Courthouse Center for the Arts, located not very far from our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter, Island. And Russell, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me back again.
It is great to have you back. You're kind of an expert now.
Right.
Things are rolling along. This is our fourth show together, believe
it
or not.
Isn't it awesome?
Over a period of the last 3 or 4 years or so. And so it's great to have you back. And we're going to find out all the things that are going on at the Courthouse Center for the Arts, where there is always a million things happening. It's amazing. I look at your brochures and the information and your website, which is great, and so many things going on. I have no idea how you keep all those things straight.
Well, we're working 7 days a week, I'll tell you.
So here we are in mid-May and approaching the summer season, and a lot of great things happening there. And we're going to review three different shows as far as music is concerned on our program this evening, but three is just a small amount of what's going on.
That's right.
Maybe we should start with telling everyone at home a little bit about the center and reviewing for some people that might not be familiar with it. If you haven't been there, you should go there. And tell us in a nutshell about the center and how long it's been and how long have you been and things like that.
Well, Mike, the center is celebrating its 22nd anniversary this year. And it's been together for 22 years since the state sold it to the organization for $1. Mm-hmm. And in that,
it's a pretty good price.
It was great price. And in the interim, they've done some major, major work of restoring the old courthouse into an art center. And right now, we are a multidisciplinary art center where we provide everything in all facets of the humanities. We've just introduced our author circle, which is national best-selling authors will be coming in here starting in June and going through November. We have a lecture series with professors and doctors coming in here lecturing on hot topics of what's going on in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually introducing language arts now, which will be, you know, doing providing teachers to teach Chinese, French, the Romantic languages.
Wow.
And we're just mainstreaming right down the middle. We're just not about theater or music. We're trying to encompass all of the humanities into under one roof here, and it's been pretty wild.
Dance and everything.
Dance,
involved, right?
Movies, fine arts. Yeah. We have an incredible program for students this summer, with RISD graduates coming in here teaching these kids everything from textiles to sculpturing to painting, everything. I mean, it's going to be an incredible summer.
Sounds like a very, very busy place and a great thing to support if you're in the community and you're nearby and can hear our sound waves and you're close enough to be part
right.
of this. So that's a great thing. Let's start off by talking about the three productions that you have coming in, and what would those be that we're going to concentrate on tonight?
Right. Well, there are three major musicals that we'll be producing over at the Arts Center starting in June and ending in August. And two of them are Rhode Island premieres. The first one that'll be happening in June is called The Great American Trailer Park Musical, and that's running from June 4th through June 19th.
Now, we talked about that, I think, a little bit last time.
A little bit before, yes.
Because it's going to be a rather unique thing. You're not going to go into the theater, sit down, and see a typical play, right?
That's great, Mike. You remember that.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Well, basically, yes. We're actually doing this outside. We're creating an environment of trailer parks outside, and we're going to actually have people come in like drive-in movie style and sit in their lawn chairs, and we'll be distributing Pabst beer and selling hot dogs and hamburgers and mac and cheese and everything else like that to give that old, you know, trailer park feeling.
Sounds like you should have car hops.
Car hops, yeah. So yeah, we're excited about it. It is the funniest piece of musical I've ever read or heard in my life. They describe it as South Park meets Desperate Housewives. So I think that in a nutshell will tell you what it's all about.
All right. Well, I think we should probably get to our first piece of music then, which is from that. And this one's a little bit lengthy, but tell us about this first piece called This Side of the Tracks. Is that correct?
This is the opening of the show. This talks about everybody, and they introduce all the characters in this one number. And these characters are comical, comedic. They're awesome characters. So you'll get to know them through this song.
All right. We'll listen to as much as possible and then come back with more of the Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Just feel that late summer fire. Ain't no sense wanting what you can't have. No sense dreaming like a fool. Is this the right side of the tracks?
Is this the wrong side of the tracks?
Well, that we live this side of the tracks. We live this side of the tracks, where it's hotter than Hades. And in a heat like this, it's hard to act like ladies when you're this side of the tracks. We lead a life of glamour to the max, and it right.
It's a fact.
You're on this side of the tracks. Well, hello there. Y'all must have taken the wrong turn off of Highway 301, because you are now in Stark, Florida. And this here is Armadillo Acres, North Florida's most exclusive manufactured housing community.
It's a trailer park.
Well, I am the leasing manager of this here trailer park, and I say the mortgage ain't bad and the weather's kind. Of course, it's the humidity that makes people forget their manners. In fact, just the other day, I was conversating with somebody at lunch. And when I told him I lived in a trailer park, he said, "Honey, this here's White Castle, not white trash."
Oh, what'd you say back?
Nothing. They call me Badass Betty from Highway 301, and my title's not easily won. I lived in Armadillo Acres since 1973. A homemaker, cake baker, lawn raker, ball breaker, earth shaker, sex faker. And you know, that's just scratch on the surface. I'm a trailer trash bride like me, cause I live this side of the tracks.
We live this side of the tracks. We are poor and we're tired, and that's the top two things that are required here on this side of the tracks. We're what society lets slip through the cracks, but who cares? We don't. We live this side of the tracks.
My friends call me Lynn, but my full name is Linoleum, because my mama gave birth to me on the kitchen floor. My husband Earl has been on death row at the Florida State Prison for 8 years now. Now over at the prison, they got an electric chair we call Old Smokey, which don't work 100% unless most of Stark's electricity is turned off. So I spend my time making sure everybody's electricity stays on all the time. Because enforcing cruel and unusual punishment against a man for doing wrong is not the job of the government. It is the job of the wife. Everybody keep your lights on so the prison turns Old Smokey off. Burn the midnight oil, even if you love a man wants to
fall. Well, okay, that sounds like a fun thing. Sounds like a very typical upbeat musical kind of environment.
It is. It's very much so.
All right, it sounds like a lot of fun. So as the show progresses, the people sit in there. Do they bring their own lawn chairs?
They bring their own lawn chairs. And they
or blankets or whatever
or blankets.
They
can sit on the roof of their car. They can sit on the in the parking lot, and they can drink beer and have some fun.
All right. So it's a very loose environment, to say the least.
Very loose.
A very loose environment. So that'll be a lot of fun. And hopefully you'll be secluded enough so you can still sell tickets without people just standing on the sidelines watching without paying.
Right. Well, you have to purchase a pass to get in. It's almost like drive-in movie style. So it's
drive-in movies,
cool.
Another thing of the past. Yeah. I think there's only one drive-in theater left in Rhode Island.
That's correct.
This will be opportunity to get that old feeling again. Speaking of tickets and so forth, how would they go about getting tickets?
Well, they can call the courthouse at 401-782-1018, or they can go online and purchase tickets off of our Vendini ticketing system, which is www.courthousearts.org.
All right, Vendini ticketing system is kind of like a Zamboni ice machine.
That's exactly. It's
amazing. I love that. All right. And so they can do that. And when they go to the website, they'll find out about all the other things.
It's all the information is there.
All right, let's talk about the show a little bit more. And what kind of cast is there normally at Courthouse Center for the Arts? Is this a community theater type involvement? Or?
No. Basically, we're on the route of becoming professional. We've opted to go into an SBT license with Equity starting in January, which is a small professional theater license.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll pull through with that, and we'll start that in January. But the actors that I've hired here to do the show, a lot of them are from either Rhode Island, Boston, or New York City. They come in and they're housed here in the South County area, and then they perform for us.
Great. And I'm sure there are other. Do you have an opportunity to have any local talent that might be known to anyone? Or people on their way up, as I say?
Yes. I think that, you know, we've trying to cross over a little bit by incorporating a lot of the actors and we're trying to give jobs to as many actors in Rhode Island as we possibly can, or the New England area. I'm not just going to say Rhode Island.
Yeah, I understand.
But, you know, we are also looking to see some of those talents. Like in Trailer Park, I have an actor coming in from Atlanta, Georgia, and because he just fits the persona of this piece so well. It was great. And he drove up for the auditions, and he got the, you know, he received the role. So
did he drive up in a trailer?
Yes, he did.
All right, let's go to the second piece of music you brought for us out of that show called The Great American TV Show, right?
Right. And this is part of the dream sequence of the show where the heroine of our show is having to make a decision between her cheating husband, and she goes into a dream, and this is what comes out of it, the Great American TV Show. Just it's like those TV shows where the wives and husbands are at each other's throats.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of what the show is about.
All right, we'll listen to part of that, and if you want the whole thing, you have to buy the ticket.
That's right.
Okay, here we go.
For tuning in, you make my ratings soar. I got some chair crashing, cat scratching, white trash, and action, and a hell of a whole lot more. Well, today's show focuses on one couple's tragedy. From coast to coast we go. I promise to make your problems look smaller in comparison, and that's the point of the Great American TV Show. Topic: strippers on the run who sleep with married men who live in the same trailer park, and the agoraphobic trouble-trailered housewives who love them.
Ooh.
On our panel today, we have the married man, Norbert Garsticky, and his girlfriend, / stripper, Pippi.
Well, tell your story, don't be shy. You have nothing to fear. Except for 12 million viewers that are waiting for you to spill your guts up here. Well, my nature and nature should make you relax. I am a trained professional. So come on, sweetie, spill it out on my TV confessional.
and that makes the great American TV show that puts great Americans in the know. Your sofa's all the further you need to go for a dose of drama from the average Joe. It's the great American TV show. We're in your living room. Pour some Java, stir in your sweet and low for the great American TV show.
Excuse me, I'd like to say something. In my defense, I'll say my home life's not the best it's been of late. We don't leave the trailer, my wife's got a little problem, and the food's never been that great. I can count on one finger the amount of kisses we shared in the last 5 years. If you were me, you'd have to agree, now might be the time to change my gears. I miss the way things used to be. I really miss our little kid. But I ain't felt this young in I don't know how long. And I wonder if I ever did.
Ladies and gentlemen, real tears up here today. Real American tears. Ain't this just the best American TV show?
We're in your living room. Pour some Java.
Okay, so I'm envisioning myself in my lawn chair with my can of beer and my... I can't have a cigar, but I could, as long as I don't light it, I could have one.
Well, if it's outside, one. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be an interesting conversation, but I wouldn't do that. Even though I don't smoke, I've never smoked a cigar. I just had that vision of it. You know, it should be there. But one of the things that might not be as cooperative as some of the actors and the patrons that come to the show is Mother Nature. What happens in the case of a little thunderstorm or something?
We provided for that. In case of storms, we are moving it inside to our indoor theater in the center, and it's air conditioned and all set for us to do either the production inside or outside.
Oh, excellent. So if it is a little bit... inclement weather and you have a ticket for a certain date, you can just get to go inside
just
and
go
be
right
nice
inside.
And comfy inside.
That's right.
And don't have to bring your own lawn chair inside.
No, you don't.
All right. We have one more song from this show to listen to, and it's called, naturally, it's called...
Roadkill.
Roadkill. Does that need any explanation?
I think it speaks for itself.
but this show, one of the things that could have some explanation is that all three of the shows we're talking about this evening have full orchestration and orchestra
correct.
And everything.
We use professional musicians for each of these shows. So
right.
They are hired and they're put to work. And we have some very, very talented musical directors that are coming in here that are putting these bands together and the music together. So, yes.
All right. We'll listen to Roadkill, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations with Russell Maitland and Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Yeehaw, Stark, Florida, here I come. Watch out, I'm on fire. I love the smell of gasoline and the sound of screeching tires. I'm on a trail. This hunter's got the scent and he will not fail to bag the prize. I'll see through every disguise. Pimpy girl, I'm packing quite a surprise. Enough of talking tough. Nobody walks out on me without things getting rough. Now who's to blame? Life ain't no game when you're dating the hoochie-coochie dame. That little she belongs to me. I'm staking claim on some fine booty. But women walking out on me, well, that's a nasty habit. They're bound to get in trouble like this little bunny rabbit. It's just a little roadkill, happens when you stand still. Bottom of my boot heel, really ain't no big deal. Don't mean no ill will, but if you get in my way, watch out. It's just a little roadkill, splat against my windshield. Chicken fried or spit grill, gives the girls a big thrill. Just like Jack and
just a roadkill. Popped a puss in Pensacola, flipped the bird and Baton Rouge in Sarasota, stopped it for some porno and a spoon. Tallahassee looking for some good, clean fun. Now that deer in the headlights, Bambi's done.
Bambi's done.
How much is the toll?
Bambi's done.
Oh. You got something on your bumper?
Oh, that? It's just a little roadkill. Happens when you stand still. Bottom of my boot heel. Really ain't no big deal. Spot against my windshield. Chicken powder spin grill. Gives the girls a big thrill. Better take your pay pay. Cause if you get in my way, don't you get in my way. Cause if you get in my way, watch out. You're just a roadkill.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and I am sitting with Russell Maitland, who is the Executive Director of Courthouse Center for the Arts, and we're discussing the summer season. We just finished talking about the Great American Trailer Park
Musical.
And now we're going to go to one of my favorite movies, and I must confess, I have never seen the Broadway show that the movie was based on. But the movie is called Birdcage, and certainly one of my favorites.
Yes, and this is a great show. It's based off of the movie that starred Nathan Lane and Robin Williams. And Harvey Fienstein wrote the script for this show, and the music is written by the composers of Hello Dolly and Mame. And he did so much. His name escapes me right now. But
Harvey is that guy with the gravelly voice.
He was the one who did Hairspray. He actually wrote the script for
Hairspray. Great talent.
So Le Cage is basically on that same genre where we're dealing with transvestite club and men dressed up as women and performing as women. And you never know. In our show, you'll never know who the man is and who the female is in our ensemble of Cagels. So that's where we ask people to figure out who's who.
They get a prize in the end.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's some great music from that show, I know. And this first one is I Am What I Am, correct?
Yeah, this is the anthem for the end of Act One. This is pretty much says it all about what this whole show is about, being who you are. And being true to yourself.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life. Not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise. I think it's pretty, and so what if I love each better?
okay, I think you've gotten me convinced that I have to see it in the flesh now, as I say. So what are the dates for this show?
The show opens July 8th and runs through the 25th. Okay. And we're starting something new this year. We're actually running performances from Wednesday through Sunday for this show. Our summer shows usually sell out, so we're adding some additional performances, especially for group sales and people that want to come in large groups to come and see it.
Now, this will be in a more traditional setting inside the building,
and
right?
We are setting up the theater as a cabaret in the south of France. Uh-huh. So it's going to be set up with lots of palm trees and cafe tables, and it's going to be really cool.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yes.
And tickets are available, as we mentioned before, through the website and so forth, which we will review at the end of the program again. And as far as this particular musical, besides this going on, we mentioned at the top of the show, you have so many things going on at the center that this next thing really intrigues me that we discussed.
I'm telling you, Mike, this has been something I have been thinking about doing for years, and it's ironic because you know the new TV series Glee that everybody's talking about,
right?
This is something sort of like what we're doing over at the Arts Center as a Glee type of thing for kids.
Now, I should say that I led the audience a little bit astray here. I know we were talking about Lacage, but now we're off that subject for a moment because of this other exciting thing coming out. And in the terms of Glee, and you mentioned the NBC had that program Sing Off,
right?
And was hugely popular. I understand they're bringing that back, and so this has to do with that. How?
Well, we're actually putting together something called Young Voices of Rhode Island, and it will incorporate about 100 students throughout the state of Rhode Island that will come to the Arts Center for an intensified week worth of rehearsing. And what we'll do is we're taking songs that started on Broadway, went to the movies, or songs that went from the movies
to Broadway,
and it's called Broadway to Movies to Broadway. And basically, we're looking at 100 songs that will be put in medley form for 100 voices. Wow. And these students will be anywhere from third grade all the way up to seniors in high school.
Oh, so a huge range now. Going to be an interesting musical challenge, I would think, too.
We have literally four musical directors running the show with me. And it's going to be an amazing feat for all of us because we're performing it not only at the Art Center, but we're performing at the Park Theater in Cranston.
The new Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts.
The new Rhode Island Center.
Which is a beautiful theater in itself. Well, that's great. That's very exciting for people in the more northern extreme of the state. It'll be easy for them to get to, that's for sure. And one of the things about the 100 voices that I asked you off air was, how do they get there? So they're selected, they're auditioned, or when does all this happen?
We're publicizing it now. We've been publicizing it since the beginning of this year, and we're getting a lot of people who are going to be handpicked by the musical directors and myself, or we're asking music teachers throughout the state
to recommend
or send us some of these students to see if they're interested in it. And it's not a musical. It's like Glee. It's musical. It's a whole musical review with movement and
show choir type of
situation.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's certainly right up my alley, and I'll be interested in taking that in. That's for sure. All right. Let's before we get too carried away on that, let's get back to the production at hand.
Right.
And tell us about the Best of Times.
Well, this song happens in Act Two before everything is revealed, and this begins. This song is, again, one of these songs that you get the audience involved. It's like the big sing-along of the entire show.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Left of summer but a faded rose. The best of times is now. As for tomorrow, well, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? So hold this moment fast and live and love as hard as you. And make this moment last.
because the best of times is now, is now, is now. Now, but some forgotten yesterday. Now, tomorrow is too far away. So hold this moment fast and live and love as hard as you. Best of times is now, is now, is now.
The best of times is now. What's left of summer but a faded rose? The best of times is now. As for tomorrow,
who knows?
So hold this moment
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, talking with the Courthouse Center for the Arts and Russell Maitland, the Executive Director, and some very exciting things happening at the courthouse, as we say, which isn't located very far from our studios here in Exeter, right down the road, right near the University of Rhode Island, correct?
We're not that far. We're about a mile and a half from it.
Just down the hill from the Ryan Center.
That's correct.
And you can't miss it because of the huge sculpture out front.
That's right. And also, we're right across the street from the West Kingston train station. So okay. It's literally in walking distance from us.
There you go. So you can take the train.
You can take the train.
And you could probably even grab a bite to eat there.
There are many restaurants around the area.
Right. So you can kind of make a whole time out of it. That's great. And we've been talking about the programs or the musicals coming in this summer. And the last one that we're going to talk about today and listen to music from is the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, yes.
With some great memories in that for a lot of people. And what's the dates of that going to be?
Well, the Buddy Holly story starts August 5th and it runs through the 22nd of August.
All right. August 5th through 22nd. And 22nd or 27?
22nd.
22nd. That's my mistake. All right. And tell us a little bit about that show. I mean, we have a pretty good idea. It's about his life, obviously.
It is. It's a bio, biography on his life, but it encompasses all the people that were involved with him. Like before the plane crash, Richie Valens and the mm-hmm. Big Bopper and all mm-hmm. these, and it's Dion. They're all shown in this show, mm-hmm. and all their music is shown in is portrayed in this piece as well. And this is an exciting piece for us because, again, this is another Rhode Island premiere. It hasn't been done here. And it was interesting because I had to obtain the rights from a London royalty company.
Hmm.
They weren't established in the States. They were established overseas. So we had to go through hoops to get the rights.
I'm sure.
But we got them. And it's a great musical.
Well, if you're anywhere near the age of 50, you have a shot at remembering some of these things.
You bring back memories.
Right. And this first song, certainly, I could probably tell you all the words to the song. And it's Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue, how Peggy. gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
My Peggy Sue. All right, great. That is going to be a lot of fun. Again, we talk about the opportunity to support the arts and come out and support this particular theater, Courthouse Center for the Arts, and you can do that by going to their website and buying tickets. And
right.
What other ways can people become involved in this?
Oh, there's a lot of ways. We hold volunteer programs for people to become ushers or to become hosts mm-hmm. to the Arts Center. We have gallery exhibits constantly. We're always looking for people to help us monitor the galleries. And we just finished a major construction on the center. We added an additional gallery to the center, so that's what I'm saying is we're not all about theater. We're about
right.
a whole venue of things.
Right. We kind of concentrate on theater
right.
here because of the music that we want to be able to play for our
right.
audience. But there are so many things involved there, from dance to fine arts to, as you mentioned now, language lessons
and
how to fix your car. just about anything is going to happen there, I think. So that's a great thing. Let's talk about the Buddy Holly story a little bit more. And we got... that'll be the day coming up, right?
Right. What's interesting about Buddy Holly, especially the way this is a musical is formatted, is that the musicians are actually the actors. So they play two roles. They provide all the music for the show, and they are portraying each one of these characters.
So in other words, the singers that are portraying the various characters, as you mentioned, are
all the musicians.
They're doing the music.
Yeah, we have literally the eight principals are all musicians that'll be on stage.
Excellent. Let's listen to That'll Be the Day.
Stop it now, sir. You listen to some real music. The music millions of boppers want to hear. All right, boys. Let's rock and roll it.
Well, that'll be the day. Say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day. You made me cry, you sent me down today. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day. When I die, you give me all your loving and your tired of loving. All your hugs and kisses and your money to the hell. You know you love me, baby. So will you tell me, maybe that someday will I'll be you. Well, that'll be the day. When you say your heart, so if we ever part and I leave you, will you sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday will I'll meet you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day.
Russell, so many things and so little time. We could go on and on about the things that are happening there. You also have things like voice lessons and music lessons and things like that.
This summer, we are doing an intensified program in both the performing arts and the fine arts. And I mentioned a little bit about the fine arts. Teachers, faculty that's coming in is from the RISD school, mm-hmm. which is the number one school of the arts in the United States. Other things that we're doing, the performing arts, we're bringing in people from NYU, Steinhardt professors that are coming in to teach, and people that are going to be coming in from University of Michigan to teach. So the faculty that's coming in, they're in the profession. They're all professionals. A lot of them have been on Broadway or done cruise lines or are a whole national tours. They've been all over the world.
Right.
So they're actually coming because they love to be up here for the summer.
Sure, of course. And no better place to be.
Yeah, they get paid and they get to stay by the ocean for a while. So the kids will get a treat because our faculty is about 20 plus, and they'll be doing workshop style programs throughout the entire month of July. And it's going to be very cool to see, you know, what happens. This is for people that really want to learn about theater or music, or we have teachers that are going to be teaching them music theory and how to play piano and understanding, you know, how to read music. So It's these kids are going to get a great lessons.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds like a great opportunity if you're in this area for someone to get that kind of education. And that experience,
right.
that life experience that they'll have. And one more time on the website and the phone number.
The website is www.courthousearts.org. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 401-782-1018.
And if you want any information about the other subject we mentioned, which is the 100 Voices.
Go right to the website and it's all there.
Everything,
on the front page.
Everything you want to know is right there on the website. Well, that's great. Thank you once again for coming in.
And thank you, Mike, for having me back again. I appreciate
it. Always a pleasure to have you with us and all the exciting things that are happening there. And we have time, I think, for one more quick song from the Buddy Holly story. Tell us what we're going to end with.
The song, Oh Boy.
Thank you, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know, but you better listen, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the world will see that you were meant for me. All of my life, I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating,
oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the world will see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling, you can hear my heart be calling. A little bit of love makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. Well, all of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing,
oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy, the world will see that you were meant for me.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.